Well, as the world mobilizes to assist emergency services deal with the aftermath of that catastrophic flood, aid is now pouring in for the North African country. In fact, Gift of the Givers is also lending a hand, and founder Imtiaz Suleiman joins us this morning to give us an update on the situation. Dr. Suleiman, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for coming on. Give us a sense of how Gift of the Givers is stepping in.
Good morning, Michelle. The actual assistance they required from us initially, I mean, from the Libyan presidency, the ministers, the disaster center, the ambassador in South Africa, the Libyan doctors in South Africa, students on the ground in different areas in Derna and Tripoli, the urgent request was for rescue, specialized rescue personnel, both search and rescue, because though this is a flood, it's very similar in effect like a tsunami. Because it brought the buildings down like an earthquake, and that water trapped all over and flooding everywhere. So they needed search and rescue teams and specialized equipment. They needed aquatic teams. They needed medical teams. They needed boats. We've got a life locator to see where people are alive. We even got dog handlers and canines. SAPS is our partner. So they required all that kind of personnel as a priority. We had teams ready, 70 people ready to go. And there's no way we can get into Libya. You know, there's very few airlines that fly into the country, and where we need to go is quite far from where the planes fly. Tobruk was the closest border, about a town 180 kilometers from Derna, and the best option, the safest option, because of the different armed groups in the country, two governments, hostage taking, the safest bet was to charter a plane. We tried about 9 different companies. Nobody was prepared to fly to Libya. And eventually, one company came at a cost of 16 million rand. So that just didn't work. The alternative was to provide them supplies, which they need, and that's what we're busy with right now. We're busy procuring medicines inside Dubai with the companies that we worked for in the past, and we're busy providing supplies in South Africa. The Libyan government has then said it will send a plane to fetch these supplies from us in South Africa, and we send more than one plane for us to support them.
So as it stands now, Dr. Suleiman, given everything that you've just outlined, you have not been able to get those specialist teams into the country just yet.
No, we can't get them in because nobody prepared to fly there.
Yeah.
The Libyan government then offered to send a plane to fetch us, but we don't operate that way. The security of my teams come first. Mm. More important than getting in is how do you get out, especially if there's armed conflict in the country. And if we don't control the aircraft going and coming out, I would never accept an option when aircraft control is in a third party. Unfortunately, I couldn't accept that. I couldn't put my teams at risk.
So what's the plan, Dr. Suleiman? You say that you are assisting insofar as medicines and supply is concerned. Are you still doing what you can to try and arrange yourself to get your teams into the country? Is that still an option?
No, that's not an option. Mm. Because there's no aircraft companies going to start in the next 2 days to start flying regular flights to Libya. The importance is to have regular flights. The flights are not regular, and they're not daily. If you have a crisis, you can't get out in an emergency. Mm. If you have your own plane, you can park it in the country next door, and it can come within minutes to fetch you. So that option is out, both in terms of availability and in terms of cost.
Yeah.
In terms of supplies, yes, we can send supplies because it's a huge need. They're telling us, look, not much aid has come into our country. We are desperate for aid. They wouldn't send a plane if they were not that desperate. You know, and they said we were prepared to send more planes because we really need the support. And what they need now critically is body bags. They said we need thousands of body bags because the figures you're seeing, it's far more worse than what you're actually seeing and you're hearing. You know, we're on site and that information is coming from doctors, from students, from people on the ground, all saying it's just horrific, the amount of bodies all over the show. Mm. And the second thing they're asking now for is formalin. Formalin preserves the bodies, especially since they're decomposing. So pre-burial, they need formalin. They need large quantities of formalin. Then, of course, they need antibiotics and analgesics for pain, a whole range of medication, items for theater medication, anesthetics, all those kind of items, which we are procuring. And then they said, because they can't drink the water, they want like rehydration solutions, which you don't mix with water, but they must be ready to drink immediately because the water is unsafe. And then by the same token, they want food that's ready to eat. All those items we have, you know, which we can send to them.
Mm. Sure. A devastating situation. And as you say, Dr. Suleiman, you've got your teams, not your teams, but you've got contacts in Libya describing that situation to you there. What I can say, Dr. Suleiman, is that it's really a major loss for that country that Gift of the Givers is not able to be there, given the incredible work done by the organization.
And my teams feel very sad, Michelle. You know what? Because we specialize in this. Life saving is our specialty. Bringing closure to people is what we do best. Mm-hmm. And it's such a fantastic partnership with Gauteng EMS, Limpopo EMS, both health MECs of health from both provinces, fully supporting us, the national government, DERCO, state security. Everybody has been involved. And there's such a, and of course, a canine from the SAPS and dog handlers. Everybody wants to work together. It's great experience for South Africa. It's great for an African country to help another African country. But the risk, because of the absence of a flight, is just too high. And the cost. You know, if some government puts up a plane and it's under our control and say, look, we're taking you, our government is taking us across, wait, and we come back, bring you back, that's a different option. But it's a very costly business. Just the plane alone is $16 million from the airline company. What about all the goods you still got to put inside?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm surprised as well, Dr. Suleiman, just given the volatility that we know exists in Libya, that we even have people who are willing to get on a plane, if indeed you were able to do that, and to go to the country to do the incredible work that you do.
Well, we've been to higher situations before, but always, as I said, the exit plan is more important, exit strategy is more important than the entry. We always have that in place before we go. Mm-hmm. We just need to remind the viewers that Gerco van Deventer, the South African from Swellendam, was taken hostage in Libya, you know, and he's still a hostage. He's going to be, in November, he's going to be 6 years in captivity.
Yeah, the risk is incredible. The risk is undeniable.
Yes, so, you know, and as a responsible team leader, you can't put 70 people's lives at risk. They've got families, they're working, they've got income, they've got to look after their wives, their children. I can't take a risk. Like, my role is very clear. My team comes first, you know, not victims of a disaster. It's a standard rule, which I'm not ashamed to say. My team members come first because I need them in other disasters too.
Dr. MTS Suleiman, it's always a great pleasure and honor talking to you, sir. Thanks very much indeed for coming on. Gift of the Givers, despite challenges, still doing what they can to assist the situation following the Libyan floods. Dr. Suleiman, thanks very much indeed.